and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears. I'm an abundance channeler and business mentor, and I help people be happy and live abundant lives with more money, love, time, and peace of mind. I'm coming to you from a very beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of September 6, 2020. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you get a little positive energy boost just for listening. So happy Labor Day weekend! I've always considered Labor Day like the first start of fall, and you can feel the fall energy starting to creep in. The leaves are starting to change, the air is a little crisp in the morning, and it's getting darker so much earlier. And although it looks like we have at least another week or two of hot temperatures, it's time to start preparing for the shift from that summer energy to the fall energy. And in Ayurveda, which is the yoga sister science, and the Hindu system of medicine, which is based on the idea of balance in the body, the fall brings with it this predominance of the air element. So autumn is dry and rough and windy and erratic. And these are all qualities shared by the Vata dosha. Autumn is considered Vata season. So during fall, everyone is more susceptible to a Vata imbalance. And signs of this would be anxiety, poor ability to function or commit to something, insomnia, gas and bloating, it's all that air in the air, dry skin and hair and nails. But with just the right combinations of food and activities and changes in your routine, we can feel nourished and inspired through the autumn and the winter seasons. So early fall is considered this transitional stage, and it's occurring from about mid-September, where we are now, to late October. And during this time, it's important to eat plenty of fresh, late summer harvested fruits, mostly apples and pears. So fresh apples and pears are plentiful during this time of year, and they help to consume or dry out that extra pitta fire energy from the summer. So when it comes to apples, the green or the tart ones are the best ones to help balance your energy, but any apples you're eating are gonna be fine. And these apples and pears also provide fiber, which helps move the waste out of our gut and our bellies to get it ready for these heavier foods of winter. So right now, eggplant, corn, melons, figs are also really good things to eat for early fall. And we'll talk about in a future podcast as we move more into fall what to eat, but we'll be switching then to more squashes and stews and soups and healthy fats. Anytime healthy is before the word fat, I am all in. And warm beverages. So if you're ever in doubt about what to eat to balance your energy, just pick the fruits and vegetables that are in season. Mother Nature helps us out here. So lo and behold, the things that we need to balance our energy are the things that are ripe right then. And we're now entering apple and pear season with all that stuff being ripe. And as it gets colder, the squashes will start to be ripe. So since fall can be the dry time of the year, one of the best things you can do for your hair and your skin is to moisturize. Some of the best types of energy and activities to keep your Vata balanced are those that are focused on grounding and building strength. So that would include stuff like Tai Chi, walking, short hikes, and of course, yoga. And this year, maybe more so than any other year in our history, it's going to be important to keep our energy as balanced as possible. The rest of this year has some more intense stuff happening, so we'll be able to weather that better if we're balanced. For instance, this week on Wednesday 9/9, Mars goes retrograde until November 13th. So this is going to be activating and triggering some very sensitive stuff in the chart. It's almost like Mars is going to revisit all of the transformative and powerful zodiac alignments of the year and light them up one more time. So as we know, 2020 has brought these life-changing astrological alignments. So having Mars go back and wake everything up and trigger what we have been through is definitely going to feel a little intense. So we're going to be feeling power struggles and exposed corruption, disruption with protests and uprisings, a lot of fear-based attitudes, and some riots. And of course, then, Mars happens to go retrograde on the numerologically potent day of 9-9. So in numerology, the ninth day of the ninth month represents a completion, or like the peak point of the lessons of this year. So Mars retrograde is a time where we reevaluate our life path and our direction. It's a time when we're encouraged to think about our actions and whether they are aligned with the world and our life that we want to create. It's also a really good time to rewrite the script on our dreams and our goals and to think about what really is worth our time and energy. And we may find ourselves feeling a little lethargic or that we can't move forward with much ease. So Mars retrograde can bring delays and slow things down to a crawl, but this is really only so we can take the time to go back and make sure that we are in true alignment with our highest good. So overall, Mars retrograde is a period where everything that 2020 has been about comes to the forefront. And we can best navigate this time by balancing our energy levels, listening to our body, and being patient. So we're entering this really very intense time until the end of the year. But that doesn't mean we just hold our breath until everything is over. Now's the time to start preparing for an amazing fall. So we can do two things at once. And being prepared and balanced for this time before we move into it will really help us down the road. So now's the time to get your home ready, plant some fall flowers, get some new cozy blankets and flannel PJs and slippers, get some fall scented candles and new moisturizers and lotions and masks. Get a list of books you want to read this fall, sign up for yoga or Tai Chi classes, make a list of the hiking trails. So for most of us, our goal is to have peace of mind and live in the moment. And that's sometimes hard to do living in our modern world right now with the politics and social media and COVID taking up so much of our attention. So we want to help ourselves live in the moment by preparing to be. Being is a difficult thing to master, and preparation can make it so much easier. Just like if you're going to go run a marathon, you prepare for months, if not years, to get ready for it. So we want to prepare to just be in the same way. So prepare now for the perfect rainy fall day. Get the comfy sweats and the slippers. Get some good snacks that help balance your energy. Right now, that would be apples and nuts and pears. We probably want to stay away from popcorn because that's full of air and would maybe throw us off balance when we're trying to balance more. So I'm preparing for fall this week by buying some new cold weather workout clothes. So instead of dreading those cold, rainy mornings, I'll have new outfits to put on, new raincoats and new leggings. And that will really help me enjoy this time so much more. So get prepared now to have an enjoyable fall, no matter what else is happening in the world. Set yourself up for an amazing fall. So to recap, with Mars going retrograde this week and Jupiter going direct, we are in for things to start getting more intense. And the best way to not only survive this time, but to thrive in it is to prepare now. Spend some time this week thinking about having an incredible fall. What activities do you want to squeeze in? The apple picking, hot spring soaking, hikes to see the foliage, anything and everything that you do now will help you remain balanced and sane through this intense time. You will thank yourself later for all this. So we don't want to balance ourselves because it's so much harder if you're in the intense time and your anxiety and things are spinning out of control. To get yourself balanced from that point takes a lot more energy. It's so much easier and better, and we can enjoy it if we go into the intense time already balanced. So that is what this week is for. So that's it for this week. Take today, which is Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday should be really lovely days. As always, thank you for listening. Have a lovely week, and I will talk to you next week.